Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NBA. Bulls guard Coby White underwent surgery on his left shoulder Thursday after suffering an injury while engaged in basketball activities away from the team. White will be reevaluated in 4 months, which means he will be sidelined for the entirety of the offseason. Jazz guard Mike Conley will not play in Thursday's Game 2 action against the Clippers. The veteran guard missed Game 1, and he previously carried a questionable tag heading into Thursday. After being evaluated at the shootaround, the Jazz's medical staff has decided it's best to hold out Conley for another contest. In the NFL, Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley underwent a minor foot surgery. He won't participate in minicamp, but he could be ready for the start of training camp in late July. Even if the 26-year-old misses the start of training camp, he's, quote, not in danger of missing the start of the season. In MLB news, Nick Madrigal was placed on the 60-day injured list with a proximal tear of his right hamstring. Madrigal was removed from Wednesday's game against the Blue Jays with a right hamstring tightness issue after he was hurt while running to first base in the 7th inning. The Rockies have reinstated Trevor Story from the 10-day injured list on Thursday. Story spent just under 2 weeks on the injured list with a right elbow inflammation, and he checked out fine ahead of Thursday's matchup against the Marlins. He should reclaim his everyday role in the lineup going forward. In MLB betting action, look to the Royals and the A's game, riding the Royals' money line. Mike Minor is going for the Royals, and he sports a 1.5 home runs per nine after giving up 3 home runs to the Twins in his most recent start. But he's got a legitimate chance here at redemption on Thursday night. The veteran southpaw has a 188 batting average and an impressive 11.8 strikeouts per nine on the road, along with a 312 ERA. The Athletics are also a good target for him as they posted a 25.8% strikeout rate. He's facing Frankie Montas, who has been a disappointment this season with an ERA over 4.5. The Royals are good at generating consistent contact and make pitchers work, and the current KC bats own a 859 OPS collectively against Montas over 43 career encounters. For MLB prop action, also look for Mike Minor on the under 6.5 strikeouts though, and the over 1.5 earned runs for Trevor Rogers of the Marlins. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.